have liftoff, Houston.
That was a great way to start this, honey. You just started our podcast with that thing that you just said that I can't now remember. All right, people listening, this is the podcast for MrJoeAverage.podomatic.com. I'm Stu, and Jessica is talking to me, or at least she was, and now she's probably gone all fucking shy. Jessica, say hello to the people.
I'm just listening to you sitting there bitching, as usual.
Oh, what the fuck? I don't bitch. She thinks I've been bitching about a particular website that's been fucking annoying me. Cafe.com. Anybody who wants to play games, fucking don't use that website. It is bullshit, and boycott it. It is crap. They offer multiplayer games that are not multiplayer games. You just play the same game with somebody else in a separate window. It's not multiplayer. Multiplayer means play together. And it was a shame for Jessica because I wanted to play jigsaw puzzle games with her because she is a jigsaw puzzle whore, basically.
I'm not a jigsaw puzzle whore yet. I'd like to be there. It'd be fun.
What's the biggest jigsaw puzzle you've ever done?
I don't know. I can't remember. At least 1,000 pieces.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. It's been fun. I like jigsaws. I get obsessive compulsive with them, and I gotta finish with my motherfuckers.
And what is the biggest one? I mean, hold on. Wait up. No. I've already asked that. What the fuck am I talking about? I'm trying to think of the question. It's alright, folks. This isn't a technical difficulty. I'm just thinking here.
He's trying to conduct an interview with no questions in mind.
Yeah, this is all, you know, off top of our heads. We don't plan very well.
We're taking the ball and running with it.
Yeah, because that's how we roll.
Word, son.
What kind of jigsaw puzzles do you do? Like, do you have a preference?
Not really. As long as they're jigsaw puzzles. It was fun. Like, back in the day, with Rosie and Kristen, I used to do, like, TV shows. Like, the Jetsons. We used to do the Jetsons and the Flintstones and all kinds of movie posters and shit. It was pretty cool. I got a Pirates of the Caribbean one I want to do. I just don't have a place to do it in. The goddamn tables.
Maybe that's what you need to ask Santa Claus for Christmas. A table. Or room to put a fucking table.
I could put one in my room somewhere. I could use my desk if I wasn't using it for my computer.
You know, what you could do is you could learn how to build your own table. There you go. Get creative with a drill and a saw and some wood and...
I'm not that manly. Sorry. Moving on.
No, you'd end up cutting yourself with a fucking saw or putting a power drill through your fucking eyelid or something.
Fucking myself up royally, and it'll be your fault because you suggested it. Wouldn't that make you feel horrible?
I have to admit it would. I wouldn't want you getting hurt. Because getting hurt wouldn't be fun.
Unless it gave me really good drugs.
That's true. Although, I didn't get any good drugs when I went to hospital. It just made me sick.
That's because your hospitals are fucking retarded.
Yes, that is true. We need better hospitals.
Then again, any kind of hospital is fucking retarded because they're just dumb. Doctors think they know it all and they don't know jack squat.
This actually reminds me. When we went to the hospital, they had something that cracked me up. As you go in the door, there's a big sign. And it tells you their percentage rating for people that get seen by a nurse or seen, admitted, or discharged. And it was within a 4-hour period. And they had a 66.8% success rate, which, that, you know, when you're bragging about a percentage, you want it to be a high percentage, you know, like 85, 90, something like that. But just over half, you think, nah, I wouldn't brag about that too much.
That's not bragging rights.
No, it's not. It's... It's crazy. And besides, you see the fucking... It should be 100% because you see the fucking nurse when you get in there anyhow. So it's misleading.
That's a hospital for you, sweetie. They're misleading fucking bastards.
But they're free. Here, they're free. In New Zealand.
They're not free for me, sorry.
I know they're not free for you. I was so... Do you know, when I booked my ticket to come and see you, they wanted me to get fucking insurance, health insurance and stuff, medical insurance, just to come for 2 weeks, and it was going to cost me like 300 odd bucks. And I said, hell no. And if I had been in trouble, like if I had been in an accident or something, it would have probably cost me a shitload of fucking money.
What are you talking about? It costs me a shitload of fucking money, and I have insurance.
Yeah, exactly. That's what Obama needs to work on. Is that right? You're a new... He's going to be your president very soon. January 20th. That's when old dickhead, I mean Bush, leaves the White House with all the
thank
shit.
Thank Jesus.
I know.
I think we should throw him a good on the way party and then fucking... I don't know what.
Oh.
I don't mind having Obama in office, really. I don't.
One thing that cracks me up is when he's moved back to Dallas. He's gone back to Dallas. And when he went there, he was looking at a house or whatever, and they knew he was coming. And there were kids. These are smart kids that know how to make money. They had a stand set up where they were selling hot chocolate and fucking made a killing of people, you know, wanting to see the ex-president, and you know they wanted to get the hot chocolate, and they made a shitload of money. So that's what you do,
sweetie.
Yes,
it's called former president.
Yes, but that's so dumb because you still have to call him Mr. President even after he's
I wouldn't.
I know
I'm disrespectful that way, though. Who gives a flying fuck who he was?
I mean...
That's not who he is anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
How the hell are you going to be calling him Mr. President when there's actually already a president? Would that be disrespect to the actual president?
Yeah. I think so. I mean, he's been in there, he messed it all up, and, you know, just it's crazy. But I did watch an episode of The Daily Show today, and Jon Stewart made a very good point. He didn't disappoint the American public at all, because before he even got in office, they knew how bad he was. And, you know, he just proved it. He just reinforced that fact. So Americans really shouldn't be let down. They knew what they were fucking getting before they got him.
I mean, look at his daddy. His daddy wasn't even all that fucking great as president.
Oh, hell no. Hell no. Bunch of rednecks.
Indeed. I hate Christmas. Christmas is horrible.
Why is Christmas horrible?
Because it's not what it used to be.
What would you prefer it to be? Do you think it's too commercial?
I think I liked it better when I was a kid. It's like all the magic of Christmas has been sucked out of my version of Christmas. It's like nothing but an ordinary day to me. Whoop-de-fucking-do, you get presents, you get flying, who cares? It's not special. It's the same thing that happens year in and year out. The spark's gone from it.
Yep. No, you're 100% right. It's just the same damn thing. I'm getting excited about it only because I know what I'm getting you. Well, what I've already got you for Christmas. And I know how happy you'll be when you fucking get it. And that's what will make me happy about Christmas. But.
And then you have the people making their kids behave just so they can get presents that you're probably going to get anyhow, no matter what.
Yes.
Christmas is just the way that full kids are behaving.
Yes. And I feel sorry for low-income families and stuff, that especially with what's happening with the economy and people losing jobs and stuff like that, with their kids watching something on TV, you know, really expensive toy, and being like, Mommy, Mommy, buy that for me. How the fuck is Mommy and Daddy supposed to pay for that? They're trying to fucking live. They can't afford prisons like that.
Yeah, well, that's what this fucking world's about anymore. Jack up the prices so no one can purchase anything. It's great. Retail is awesome. I hate retail. Retail needs to fucking die.
Just to inform all of you, my girlfriend Jessica happens to work in retail. Could you tell? Tell them what you do, honey.
I work retail and it's fucking retarded. Especially around this fucking time of the year. It just needs to fucking die.
Elaborate. What do you do for... What do you do exactly in retail?
I had to deal with fucking asshole customers. And I had to stock shit and move shit and all kinds of shit. And it's just fucking annoying. And decorate Christmas trees. And get up fucking ladders. And it's just... No, I don't like it.
Yes. I think it's quite plain to anybody listening that my girlfriend does not like Christmas. And for all of you, I can actually see her on webcam right now, and it's wonderful listening, watching her talk about Christmas, and because, yeah, she puts on a good show. Yeah, she's waving her fist, and she doesn't like it at all.
I don't. No. Mm-mm. It's horrible.
One day when I can work out how we can do video podcasts, we'll do a video podcast so you can see the reactions for yourself.
Nope, that's not going to happen. And sorry.
As you can see, she'll be totally against it, but I'll talk her around. Don't worry. You will get to see her beautiful face in action.
You don't want to see this ugly face in action. It'll scare 10 years off your fucking life if not scare you to fucking death.
Moving right along.
Yeah, well, he doesn't like when I talk bad about myself. It angers him.
That's not a word.
It is now, bitch.
Okie dokie. Mm-hmm. Did you know, last month, there were 320,000 jobs lost in 1 month. 320,000. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of fucking jobs. Down the toilet. That's just in America.
It's like the most it's been in like forever in a fucking year.
Like 20, 30 years, I think it's been since it was like that. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, it is. It sucks. Hopefully I don't lose my job, even though I fucking hate it with passion.
But it's alright. If we do lose our jobs, we can always start up a talk show. And yeah, that'll be fun.
Or other things.
Yes. Again, moving right along.
You're no fun.
We will leave that up to the audience to work out what we're talking about.
I'm sure they won't know.
And by the way, listeners, if you think of anything that you want us to actually talk about, please send us an email, a comment, or something. That will actually give us something to discuss, because before we got on here, we were discussing and we couldn't fucking think of nothing to talk about at all.
My question is, for you, Stewie, that is,
yes.
How many people actually comment and you send you messages or tell you anything like this?
How do you...
None.
What?
Does anyone ever give you ideas to talk about, or do they just kind of ignore you?
They just listen. I mean, I admit I'm not the best podcaster on the planet, and I want to get better at it, but I need to know what people want to hear. I mean,
I'm sure they don't want to hear about this very fucking random conversation we just fucking had.
It is possible that they might, but, you know,
I think they just might want a good chuckle, because, you know, we're fucking odd. We just tend to ramble on about shit.
That is true too.
They're very random at times.
Yes, but that's alright. That's not so bad.
Sure it is.
I'm trying to think of something to talk about. Jessica, have you got anything?
What do you think?
I think about a lot of things. None of which I can talk about here.
Why not?
Because.
Dirty things.
They could be.
They could be, could they?
They could be.
Dirty, dirty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait till we can do video podcasting. That's going to be the shit.
Nah, I was just itching.
But for the record, she is now showing me her breast. Her right one. Her right one, I can fit more of her right one in my mouth than her left one. I don't know why this is, but It's just got like a some sort of design thing, I think, but I can just go and just suck it right up.
My question is, yes? What makes you think they give a flying fuck?
They might. I have a question for all the listeners out there. How many of you listeners out there have had anal sex, and what do you think of it? Because Jessica's very interested in anal sex, so we want to see what people think about it. Isn't that right, honey?
Indeed. Anal sex sounds like fun.
It does. Yeah.
Cock in my ass. Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you just don't know how to answer something like that. It's, yeah, originality.
Moving right along. In the words of Stewie.
Oh, and I'm also curious to know how many out there have any incest fantasies, just out of curiosity. Fantasies, of course. Nothing, you know, not actually going through with it, because that doing that would just be wrong, really.
It would.
Anyhow, moving right along.
Next topic, please.
Oh, I have to say this. At the moment, best song on the planet for me has to be Lips of an Angel by Hinder. I had to say that because it's just fucking awesome.
It is a very good song, and he has a very awesome voice.
He does. He's very orgasmifiable. Yes, that wasn't a word either. Oh, and
do make it chill, Stewie.
Say what?
I asked if men got you off.
Say what, nigga?
Oh my Jesus, never mind, you douchebag.
No. You done started it now. You gotta tell me.
I said, or rather I asked, do men get you off?
Yeah. I from time to time they do.
Do they?
See, this is my punishment, folks, because Jessica doesn't really like doing podcasts, so she's just asking awkward questions because she knows I have to answer.
Indeed, it's fun. But I wanted you had to answer the truth.
The truth? You want the truth? You can't handle the truth.
I can handle plenty.
Yes, she can, folks. Yes, she can. Rightio. We're probably going to cut this off in a minute. We've done nearly 20 minutes, so we're going to let the timer go to 20 minutes, and then we will cut the fucking cord.
Why? Because things are heading in a direction you don't want them to head?
Things always hit a direction that are a little bit... It's uncharted territory.
For whom?
Oh, for me, because I'm just a good boy.
Oh, bull fucking shit. You are in no way, shape, or form a good boy. Sorry about your luck.
Don't listen to her, folks. She doesn't quite know what she's talking about sometimes. She has these moments.
Excuse me. I have conversations.
Don't ask about the conversations, folks. Please don't send us messages asking, tell us about the conversations. Come on. No, it ain't happening.
I have conversations to prove that you are not a good boy at all. So.
Neither are you, but anybody
who... I know I'm not a good boy. I never claim to be a good boy, good girl, good anything, because I know I'm very dirty. So thank you.
Yeah, one word, flicker. That's all I'm saying. And we are almost out of time, folks, unfortunately.
Which is, I'm sure, a very sad thing for y'all. But y'all like, get the fuck off this computer and get a fucking life. Or, you know, go fuck. Either or. Although I think I'd rather the latter than the beginning.
Alright, and now we're at the 20-minute mark, so we will be saying goodbye to everybody who listened, even if it was only one person.
And so, even if you didn't listen all the way through.
Yeah, even if you just listened a little bit, that was good enough for us. So, thank you, and we will see you some other time. Alright. That was a kiss from my Jessica, and that's a kiss from me, because that's so goodbye. Masculine. Goodbye!